Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of West Texas Kill by Johnny D. Boggs, narrated by George Guidel, and directed by Abigail McHugh.
Chapter 1. Hell, the man on the gray horse decided, does get cold. He had tied a blue woolen scarf over his hat and under his chin, bringing down the brim of his battered Stetson to keep his ears warm. Ice crystals had formed on his stiff mustache. His nose was red, lips chapped, and his lungs burned with every breath he took. Behind him, over the monotonous clopping of hooves, came the sniffling of his men, the creaking of leather, the chimes of spurs. But no complaints. The 16 men riding with him would not whine, would never turn back. He had heard the saying dozens of times before. The Rangers of Company E would ride through hell for Captain Hector Savage. Indeed, they had. Hell, Mexico, he sniffed. Same damn thing. Dead stems rising from century plants bent to the brutal wind as he led his men through rough, mountainous terrain. The ground frozen solid, the country so bleak that even the yucca plants looked worn out. No clouds, no threat of snow. As Doc Shaw had commented a few hours earlier, too cold to snow. Nothing but a harsh November wind, making the 20-degree afternoon feel a lot colder. Behind him, to the north, rose the ominous peaks of the Chisos Mountains. Also behind him lay the Rio Grande. The wool-lined collar of his heavy canvas coat had also been pulled up, although he hadn't bothered to button the coat.